4, 5, 6 hitters up for the Astro Falcons. Dan Popio, the catcher, steps up to the plate. In yesterday's win, Popio went 0-for-2, but walked, had a stolen base, and also scored a run. McMaster is ready, and here's the first pitch to Popio, breaking ball in there for a strike. No score, bottom of the second inning. McMaster shakes off Swan a couple times. Now he's ready with the 0-1. That's in the dirt. 1-1 the count to the cleanup hitter of the Astro Falcons. Winner of this game will advance to take on Springfield Armory in the next round tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. The 1-1. Swing and a ground ball foul past third base. And I'll make the count 1-2. Interesting day tomorrow, as most teams will be playing two games, as we'll be whittling the field down to four. So if Wednesday's being such a busy day, semifinals will be on Thursday, and then the final will be on Friday. 1-2 pitch is high. And the count is even at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, stays up high, and the count is now full. First full count for Nate McMaster. He's been very efficient so far on the mound. Here's the payoff pitch to Popio. Swing and a fly ball to left field. That is hit a long way off the wall. Popio rounding first, heading to second. He will pull up with a leadoff double. Man, that pitch was smoked. Chris Westchak will step up. First baseman for the Astro Falcons. He's a left-hander. Popio will take his lead from second after smacking that leadoff double. First pitch to Westchak is in there for a strike. In yesterday's win, Westchak went 1-for-1. He walked twice and scored a run. McMaster steps off. Popio retreats back to second. And here comes the 0-1 to Westchak. Swing and a line drive to center field. Kane started in. Now he's going back. It's over his head. Popio going around third. He will score. Westchak pulls up with an RBI double. And the Astro Falcons lead 1-0. So back-to-back doubles by Popio and Westchak have put the Astro Falcons in the lead.
Number 9, Matt Hunkerberg.
Matt Hunkerberg will bat with a runner on second and nobody out. 1-0 is our score, bottom of the second. Astro Falcons leading the Diamond Boys. First pitch is in the dirt. It gets past the catcher, and Westchak will advance to third on the wild pitch. Anka for a left-hander. Here's out to McMaster. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a foul ball to the left side. Whenever there's a foul ball to the left side at park number one, you have to worry maybe your car might be dinged up. Well, that's the risk you have when you come to the ballpark here at Bob Seen Park. The 1-1 in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. to the designated hitter of the Astro Falcons, Matt Unkerfer. Astro Falcons took a 1-0 lead here at the bottom of the second with back-to-back doubles by Popio and Westcheck. Man on third, nobody out. Here comes 1-2 to Unkerfer. Swinging a ground ball right to the second baseman, Schaaf. And he will make the flip over the lane at first for the out. Westcheck stays at third, and there's one out. Diamond Boys are playing the infield in. Looks like they will stay. They will remain in as Dylan Ducek will step up. Just a reminder, it's a 7-inning game, not a 9-inning game. So Diamond Boys can't afford to fall back too far behind. First pitch is a breaking ball that floats in for a strike. Dylan Ducek, a right-hander. Peers out to Nate McMaster. Here comes the 0-1. That's in the dirt, but nice stop there by Swan to keep it from going to the backstop. Counts even at 1-1. Yesterday, Dylan Ducek was 1-for-2. He walked and he scored 2 runs. The 1-1 pitch is fouled straight back by Ducek. 1-2 to count to the third baseman of the Astro Falcons. 1-0 is our score with a man on third and one out here in the bottom of the second. Astro Falcons looking to add on another run. Infield is drawn in and now time is called. Ducek looks out to McMaster and he comes home with a 1-2. Strike three called. And there are 2 outs. Dylan Ducek looked at a breaking ball in the outside corner. So now the infield will go back to normal depth as Adam Becker, a right-hander, will come in. First pitch is a little high. 1-0 to count to Adam Becker. Astro Falcons scored the 1 run this inning on back-to-back doubles by Popio and Westcheck. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss. And that'll make the count 1-1. Adam Becker yesterday went 1-for-2 with a walk and 2 runs scored. Yesterday's win over Blaze Baseball. Westcheck takes his lead from third. There's a swing and a ground ball past the third baseman down the left field line. Westcheck will score. Adam Becker has an RBI single and the Astro Falcons now lead 2-0. So two in, one on, two out, and the ninth place hitter, Nico Diani, will take his first cuts. He squares around the bunt, right to the pitcher. McMasters fumbles it, throws the first in time, and that'll end the inning. But the Astro Falcons scored 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left. And after 2 full innings, it's the Astro Falcons 2, Diamond Boys nothing. You're listening to the 50th annual Connie Mack Baseball Tournament here on ESPN 1240 and online at WBBW.com.